Amen. Amen, 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 amen. We're going to go for a fresh dose of the Lord's love today, okay? So, Matthew 5:3 says that, you know, you're blessed when you realize your need for God. Now, we all know that, right? Yeah, we do. But we can become pretty relaxed about how much we need Him. Our faith can become such a, well, we just know that He's with us. But we can know He's with us and let other things stand between us and our need for God. Some things can go pretty well, and, you know, we can't be bothering God for everything, but whenever we realize our need for God, blessed are we. Blessed, because that's where the kingdom starts. We need the kingdom of God always. And yes, the Lord is with us always. But that statement doesn't quit being true. Blessed are you when you know your need for God. Oh, well, we can't go around all the time saying, Lord, I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord, I need you. You know what? How long does that take to say, Lord, I need you? It's not like it's a time spans thing, you know. It's like, I need you. I need you. You know, we used to watch this show, and it was Orthodox Jews, you know, and everything they'd come to, they'd just throw out, blessed art thou, O God. Blessed art thou, O God. Blessed art thou, O God. Blessed art thou. You know, everything. They would just be throwing that out there, you know, and I have to tell you that I would sit there sometimes in judgment, and I think, they don't even know Him. What are they doing? Well, you know, they're doing what they know to do. They're hoping that that will suffice. It's good to do what you know to do. Even if you don't fully comprehend it. Well, Paul was writing to people that had been Christians for a good amount of time. But then he did that prayer in Ephesians. It won't hurt us to hear the whole prayer. Will it? I don't think it will, no. Ephesians, Ezra starts with an E, but it isn't where we're at. Back here. Ephesians chapter 3. Because let's just go, we'll start with verse 12, just because it'll get us a rolling start. Okay. And 12 says, because of Christ and our faith in Him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. Sounds like a good deal. We can come. So please don't lose heart. Because of my trials here, I'm suffering for you, so you should feel honored. He was in jail. And he said, we can just come boldly before. He was coming boldly before the throne from jail. And he was saying to them, you know, don't lose heart. So then he says, when I think of this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray. Yesterday, I'll just interrupt that for a second. Nayabuto Rogers from Kenya called, and he just called to see how we were, and he was talking about their corn crop. It's a great corn crop. And he says, I think it's because you're praying for us. I prayed. I have not prayed every day for that. I haven't had any concern for that. He convicted me. He said, Daddy, we can feel your prayers. That's faith. But you know, I mean, I thought about that, you know, and it's like, we can feel your prayers. He had just come back from going out to some conference with a whole bunch of the pastors of the churches that he's established. And they all send their greetings. They all love you, Daddy. They love you and Hosanna, America. You know, I mean, it's like, I just want to hang up and go pray. Anyway, so back to what we were talking about. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources. Glorious, unlimited resources. This is who we serve. That he will empower you. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We do, we do, we do. We do, we do, we do. That he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. And make his home. You know, don't you want God to feel at home? Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome home, Jesus. Welcome home, Jesus. You know, he welcomes us all the time. Your roots will go down into God's love and keep you strong. I just got that picture, you know, like a tree planted by the water. I will not be moved. Having our roots go down deep into his love. Not into our performance. It isn't about our performance. It's about our trust. It's about our believing, you know, what he says. He will complete the good work that he's begun in us. So if we can just see our roots going down into his love and not get caught by reminders from the enemy of our performance or our lack thereof, you know, not reminding us of when we failed to shine the light, not reminding us of anything, but we're just, those roots are just going down into his love. If our roots go down to his love, then that means his love's coming up, nourishing us. See, his love is like the perfect diet. Nourishes us. It overcomes our doubts. It overcomes our fears. It overcomes all things. God loves me. I was reminded as I was writing this, you know, I mean, David, you can't read the Bible without knowing about David's sin. And you can't read about David's sin and God's response to it without thinking, man alive. A man after my own heart. A man after my, you know, we'd throw him out, but a man after my own heart. David never forgot that he was loved. And granted, I mean, that whole time when he was holding on to that unconfessed sin, you know, I'm sure he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. I've got to remember he loves me, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. You know, God, I know God loves me, I know God loves me, I know God loves me. But finally, he said, oh man, I can't carry this anymore. We can't carry it, folks. We can't carry it. We're not supposed to carry it. We're being perfected. We don't carry our sins. My sins are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has rescued me. And like a flood, his mercy rains. Endless love. Ah, that endless love of God. Your roots will go down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. As we should understand how deep his love is. But then he throws out the rest of the story. May you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. We can't get to the end of his love. It's too great for us to understand fully. And that's what Paul wants us to experience. Even though it's too great to understand fully, continually, over and over and over again, experience that love. That's why we have to go back to the well. That's why we need the Word of God. Because as we look into the living Word speaks to us. I've read this a lot of times. I have learned that if God puts something on my heart, go there. After all of these years, what I have to do when I go there, and as I'm going to do a devotional, I have to go into where the devotionals are stored. And I have to search and see if I've used the title before. And it doesn't really matter if I've used the title before. What really matters, though, is if I put it in the title and I try to slide that title into the same number where another one has been, I'm going to lose one. And I won't be able to find it by how I want to find it. Make sense? That doesn't have to make sense. FileZilla does that for me. My son found that for me. But, you know, the thing is that when we go there, I always go there again looking more carefully. There must be something that God has in mind. You know, there must be something. Yeah, whenever the Word of God speaks to you, he has something in mind. And it's worth our time to go to him, go with him. You know, I had lots of notes in my journal that had spoken to me all week, but maybe God knows something I don't know. Of course he does. He knows a lot that I don't know. So even though it's too great to fully understand, just go. Go there. Then he says you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. You'll be made complete. You can experience the peace of God that passes understanding and wonder, wow, where'd that come from? You know? And they say, oh, that's that peace of God. Paul said, I fall to my knees and I just pray that you'll have this. In a way, he was explaining to them how he was where he was in the place that he was. I said, I'm rejoicing here. God is with me here. I want you to experience, as everybody should, the love of Christ. Though it's more than we can fully comprehend, regular nibbles are very good. It's like tasting something and recognizing something and trying to remember what that something reminds you of. You know? Like some people will taste something and then they'll be trying to figure out what was put in it. I'm not really one of those, but I do on occasion go, I've tasted something like this before. You know? Vicki can kind of recognize certain things in things, and I'll say, okay, that's good. You know? But each time that we go to that well of God's love, that we go specifically there for a drink, like the woman at the well who went to the well to get the water, and Jesus said, if you knew who you're talking to, you'd ask me for water. And she was still on the well water, and Jesus was on the living water. But she was willing to shift. Well, give me some of this water then. I want this. Me some. It's like a little kid in a candy store. Like our little dog gets to clean the plates at our house sometimes if it's the right food, you know. And you set a plate down and she's working on it. And if you set down another one, she can't stay on that one. She's got to come and see. There might be something better here. You know, she's back and forth. It's like, what am I going to do? I can't get both of these. I'll just take my time and get to all of it. Well, see, that's what God, you know, Paul's just saying, I just remember. It's more than we can comprehend, but go to it. Go get it, you know. Lord, I think I'm needing some love here. I know you love me, because that's what your word says. I know you love me. Our inner selves can even almost argue against that as in the thing of how could you love me? You know? My past is gone. I am so thankful for that. And I've said it many, many times that by now I should not have a problem. But I do. I miss the mark. Oh, I have a confession to make. Just because I don't want you to find out somewhere else. We've had two gophers around our house. And because Vicki has a garden and the gophers wouldn't disappear, I had to disappear them. I don't like disappearing them. I just don't, you know. When the first one disappeared, it was like And then wouldn't you know it, the other one was stupid enough to come too. And thank God I was two for two, and I don't want to have to get the rifle out again. So there you got it. I'm a murderer. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, so he's forgiven me.
We got more. Oh, no, thank you. You can have them.
Well, Vicki said to me, I just can't understand how people can enjoy doing that. Well, I'm the one that had to do it. She said, if you'll do it, I'll pick it up. Oh, yeah, right.
You
Well, that's a big game. Oh, yeah, so much of that. Yeah, yeah, praise the Lord. So, whether I failed you this week or not, I don't know, but I just wanted to let you know. I wanted to let you know how bad I feel about it. Now, I don't know what I wanted. I just, a break in that love. Anyway, then you'll be made complete. Moments of complete are completely enjoyable. You know? Those seasons of refreshing. And there's nothing that refreshes like God's love. There's nothing that compares. And so when we have a knowledge of nothing that can compare to it, let's go to it. Let's just go to it. Take the time to go to it. It doesn't matter where you are, you can go to it. You know, you can stand in a crowd and just go to it. You know? And we should. We should. That's foolishness to people that are perishing, but it just makes sense because it's ours. It's been given to us. You can't earn it. You cannot earn it. You can't be good enough. That's something that stalls people in their faith sometimes. I'm good enough. You know? Why would we want to stop when there's more? You know? It just reminds me of back in 1988 when there was 88 reasons why the Lord was coming in 88. And we had people come to the Bible study that just... The Lord's coming, the Lord's coming. You know, it's like, show us away. So, they come. And boy, oh boy, they were faithful and they were just, if I saw them on the street or the place where I worked, hey, praise the Lord. He praised the Lord with me, man. He was right in there in 1988, turned over. And all of a sudden, on January 1st of 1989, it was like, hey, how you doing? You know, like, the pressure was off. I did good enough. What a strange thing to let up, you know? Oh, but they weren't the only ones. There are lots of people that do that. In 1999, as we were headed into the K-2000, oh my goodness. We were all watching our computers. Woke up on January 1st to see if they were still working. Guess what? They were still working. I did that, I know. I wasn't too worried about it, but I thought I better check. I mean, I was going to have to turn it on eventually anyway. God's greater than all of that. You see, he's greater than all of our fears, greater than all of our trials, greater than all of our troubles, greater than all of our needs. How is he gonna supply that? From his unlimited resources. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources. Do you think about God's glorious unlimited resources? Not enough, I don't. I'm going to have to now because that speaks to me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. You know? So he's got this glorious, unlimited resources and that he'll provide for you. All things. We can trust him. Huh? Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. We can just go ahead and receive from God. It doesn't have to appear, but we can put it in his hands. You know? We don't have to hold on to it. We can just trust that he has heard us. And so then we can rejoice in my God, who will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. We can trust. And wouldn't it be good if we could put as much energy into trusting as we do into worrying? Trusting doesn't wear you out. Worrying does. Confidence doesn't wear you out. Fear does. You know? And so, you know, Paul was just saying, so may you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. It's okay if it's too great to understand. It's okay. It's okay. You know? Because you see, a lot of times people's response will to experience God's love, and their response will be, I don't understand. Right? So Paul tells us and gives us an answer for anybody that says, I just don't get it. That's okay. I don't get it either. He pointed out that it's really more than we can comprehend. That's not because we're stupid. That's because it just doesn't quit. It just keeps going and going and going and going. His love extends beyond what we think it can be. We get out there and it's there. We get out there and it's there. And so, you know, you can do that. So then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Just a simple move. Experience God's love. And with God's love, you've got the life and the power that comes from God. And you're complete. And lacking nothing. Oh yes, there's no doubt that you'll feel incomplete again somewhere. But remember where you found complete. Put your complete trust in your complete God. And he'll make us completely happy, 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 happy. I like happy. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we're gonna give it to you. It's been yours. And just say thank you that we have been made complete, even if we don't see, even if we don't feel, even if we don't fully comprehend. Your presence tells me that it is. So we thank you, give you glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.